Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Andrea. The two of us definitely clean with natural products. And as a matter of fact, your cleaning products could be making you sick. They probably are. And here to shed light on that is the wonderful Lisa Veras. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. Well, good for you guys. I had no doubt you were using natural and non-toxic cleaning products. But I know we've all in the past at some point used toxic cleaning products. And a lot of people listening probably are still today, maybe not even knowing it. Well, the average American uses 40 pounds of toxic cleaning products every year.
Oh, yikes.
And then, that's a lot. And that adds up. And then when they're done with them, they flush them down the toilet or pour them down the sink, or maybe you've sprayed them into the air. And these hazardous cleaning products literally make their way back into our environment where they'll continue to release toxins. Wow. So the household cleaning products industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. And the bad news is it's largely unregulated. They can basically, they don't have to list the ingredients on the products. And then many times what we see are greenwashed products. And what that is that's when companies try to seem like they're healthy. They slap on a little green leaf and tell you that they're natural or non-toxic, a lot of these unregulated terms, when in fact they could still be loaded with all kinds of allergens, irritants, even carcinogens. And they can hide them behind different terms. And you're probably aware that the word fragrance is one of the most overused terms, right? We see that in cosmetics, but also in cleaning products. That word, they can hide hundreds and hundreds of different ingredients behind the word fragrance. So even if you're lucky enough to see ingredients on the product, you're not going to know exactly what's actually in there. And again, they're not required. They're protected by their trade secrets. So they're not required by law to list the ingredients.
I like that you talked about the greenwashing products, because I really believe that companies are hiding behind them. And like you said, there are still chemicals in these greenwashing products. So, you know, I guess for people, I always used to say, we work with brands that are non-toxic. And we always used to say, if there's a skeleton on it, crossbones, that's a good indication that you shouldn't be using the product. You know, like really, even if they're not listing their products, I think that kind of, you know, picture says it all, right?
So the skull and bones is a red flag. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually terms. There are terms that you can look for, which would be poison, danger, or fatal if swallowed, right? You'll see those on the back. And those are there for the acute symptoms. And they have to tell you that. They don't have to tell you the long term. And that's where we're really concerned with these chemicals, is what are the long term effects of using these? So the Environmental Working Group did a lot of research and put together a cleaning database with over 2,000 cleaning products. I love this because you can actually put in the cleaning product that you're currently using, and it will give you a toxicity rating of that product. It'll tell you if it's a low hazard, a medium hazard, or a high hazard, what chemicals are in there, because again, the manufacturers don't have to tell you. So where do you turn as a consumer? You can go here and you can find out exactly what's going on in your cleaning product. You know, they found out with over 2,000 products, many of these turned up to be loaded with, of course, extremely toxic compounds, many of them banned in some countries, and other ingredients that were linked to blindness, asthma, cancer, and other serious conditions. What's that?
I mean, it's one of the things I think it's important to know, too, is we did a video many years ago, and I remember we said in the video that just because it's like reframing your frame of mind and not thinking just because it has that clean smell that it's actually clean, right? And the fact it's the opposite. If it has that chemical smell when you walk into a room or when you're cleaning, a lot of people got used to that, right? So it smells
for
clean.
Sure.
But talk a little bit about that.
Okay, because that's important. You know, fresh meadow scent and spring air and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
That basically means synthetic fragrance. And those are chemicals, petroleum-derived chemicals. These can be hormone-disrupting chemicals. They can actually put phthalates in there to help bind the fragrance to the product. Phthalates are basically, they intensify asthma, but they're associated with reproductive problems. You can also have VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds that off-gas into the air that you breathe. And VOCs can include everything from formaldehyde and benzene, which are both carcinogens. They're cancer-causing chemicals. So remember, masking the odor in your air, because that's what these synthetic chemicals do. They just mask the smell. Masking it isn't getting rid of it, and it's only causing you more harm. So go back to natural scents. I'm a big proponent of essential oils, 100% organic essential oils, and all you have to do is mix maybe 10 or 15 drops with water, and you can spray that in your home anywhere. That's so affordable, inexpensive. You can pick the scent that you like. And we have
a diffuser.
Or use a diffuser. I love my diffuser. Oh my gosh.
We do.
You do too? I love it. Diffusers are one of the best things. And then when you do smell a freshener, an air freshener after that, you'll be sick to your stomach because you're so used to smelling something from nature. So speaking of air fresheners, in this EWG cleaners database, they came up with the Hall of Shame, which were the worst cleaning products on the market. And Febreze Air Effects was one of the ones that they found.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Not surprised at all. Yeah, guess how many contaminants were in the product?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's guess. Lisa, let's guess.
Just air contaminants only.
Air contaminants 500?
I have no idea.
500.
That's a lot. I was going to say like 10, 15 maybe. I don't know.
89.
Okay. So I was close. No,
you were close. 500. 89 air contaminants in one product. So you're spraying, you know, I see people use this and think they're making their home cleaner, or some people will even use it in their car. No, you don't want this. And another one in their Hall of Shame was Comet. Now, I have to say, I used this as a child when I had to do my chores.
Oh,
and
we did too.
Oh, so bothered to think that I used this. But a lot of people are still using it, that green powder. They found in this Comet 146 different chemicals, including...
Oh, my God.
Oh, can you imagine? That little
that's
innocent
crazy.
Looking, that's crazy. Some of these chemicals were thought to cause cancer, asthma, reproductive disorders. And the most toxic chemicals that they found in the Comet was formaldehyde, benzene, chloroform, and toluene. And guess what? Those were not listed on the label.
You know, I was just going to say that is that if you're looking at a product, they're not going to obviously list it has formaldehyde. There's other words for formaldehyde. And toluene is what they've taken out of nail polish, right? I think a lot of the companies now that was found in nail polish that they've removed that along with formaldehyde, right?
That's exactly right. Yes. And, you know, formaldehyde and toluene are people, you know, have become aware of that in nail polish, but, you know, it's still present. Formaldehyde is one of the biggest indoor air pollutants. It's in so many products, not just our cleaning products. It can be in our personal care products. It can be in our pressed wood, our kitchen cabinets, anything permanent press. So we're getting sidetracked there. But I do want to mention, you talked about the 1,4-dioxane is a byproduct of the manufacturing process called ethoxylation. So anytime you see ethoxylation or anything like that, you could have 1,4-dioxane, which is a carcinogen as well. And so that's how they get away with kind of hiding terms. So you pick up this label, even if they do list it, you don't know what half of these technical terms are. So you really look at the, you know, what I'm really trying to reiterate here is you want companies that are giving you full disclosure. They need to tell you everything that's in the product. They need to have certifications. So look for third-party independent certifiers that say, yes, in fact, this product is non-toxic or green certified. And finally, make your own. You can use products, ingredients from your kitchen like vinegar, lemon, olive oil, essential oils, and make everything you need to clean your entire home.
It's actually a good point, Lisa. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but you know, I've been using water and vinegar, and is that just as effective as using, let's say, another natural cleaning product?
Absolutely. I love vinegar. Vinegar and water is great for mirrors and glass, and you can add essential oils to make it smell nice, too.
Awesome. Okay, good. So I'm going to continue using that because I'm a big fan. All right. Well, Lisa, as always, the time flies and we love the information. Such a wealth of knowledge. You can learn more from Lisa and Ron at ronandlisa.com. And you can follow them on Twitter at Ron and Lisa. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Ditch those chemical cleaners. Bye-bye. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.